Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
SCARP is the Small Company Administrative Rescue Process and was designed to cut the costs and timeframes for SMEs needing to be restructured or wound up. It's been around in full for 4 years, but the take-up has been much lower than expected. And many insolvency professionals say that that's because the revenue, the nation's biggest creditor, is not using it and has an effective veto on using SCARPs. But is that true? Paddy Pertle is the principal officer in the Collector General's Division within the Revenue Commissioners and is on the line. Good morning, Paddy.
How are you, Joe? How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Not to worry. Paddy, could you remind us how SCARP works?
Yeah, so as you briefly already stated, it's a rescue restructuring process that's accessible to small and micro businesses, which are businesses with less than 50 employees or 50 or 7.5 million in profits. There's two main points, I suppose. One is you have to be insolvent, which basically means you can't pay your debts if they fall due. And then the second piece is that there has to be a viability, like there has to be a reasonable prospect of survival of the business. Right. But then once those eligibility criteria are in place, the company can bring in a process advisor, which is usually an insolvency practitioner. They have 49 days to put a rescue plan together to notify the creditors and the employees that this is the scenario. And then we'll say to come up with a plan that will get voted over the line for the plan to work, which is 60% in number of creditors and greater than 50% in the value.
Yeah. And what's
the key? Yeah.
What's the revenue's position when it comes to SCARP? Because we had Desi Morrow from AZETS saying 2 weeks ago that revenue effectively is vetoing a lot of SCARPs.
Yeah, so revenue is an excludable creditor in the process, which basically means we can opt out of the process in certain criteria. But like revenue has a very good track record with working with businesses in difficulty, and SCARP is no different. So while our main function is to fairly and efficiently collect tax, we have committed to being a constructive participant in the SCARP process. And I suppose the fundamental backing of that is there's been roughly 100 cases to date, and revenue has opted into 81 of those 100 cases, which clearly identifies and clearly shows that we are being constructive and that we are part of the solution. As you said, revenue isn't an obstacle. Engaging with revenue is part of the SCARP solution.
And what role has the tax debt warehousing scheme used during COVID had on insolvencies and the usage of SCARPs, would you say?
Well, it will say that the warehousing has increased the level of debt of certain businesses because they were allowed warehouses and now they have to pay it back. So revenue does have a larger amount of the debt in the process, which means that we might have a bigger voting right when it comes to approving the process. But as I've already highlighted, we've opted in to 81 of the 90, and we've only objected to one of those 81 when it came to a rescue plan.
Do you find that some companies are abusing the insolvency scheme, whether it's SCARPs or otherwise, i.e. folding prematurely when perhaps the business might have been rescuable?
I think in our experience to date, I don't. I think we'll say we've only opted out of 19, and there would have been some of those that we weren't satisfied with the answers that we were getting to satisfy ourselves that they were eligible for the criteria in relation to the process. So like we do have the opt out, not as a veto, but it's more as a legal safeguard to all stakeholders within the business community. So like a business that goes into SCARP has competitors, there's employees, and the process has to ensure that there's a fairness across the board. But to answer your question, I think the vast majority that we've experienced to date are using the process in the way it was designed to use.
Does it cost taxpayers more money when the revenue vetoes or opts out of a SCARP process?
Again, In certain circumstances, we have opted out and the company has gone into liquidation. But it would be our view, and again, it was in the very small few, that those the main reason we opted out is we weren't satisfied that the company had a reasonable prospect of survival. So liquidation was likely to be the end result anyway. So in those scenarios, if there was a liquidation, we would have lost the money anyway. So I don't think... There's no clear evidence to me anyway that that we have lost any more by opting out, no.
Do you think the business community gets the role of revenue, i.e. maximising the turnover for taxpayers?
I think they probably do. As I said, our core business is to maximise the tax. But at the same time, if you take SCARP, maximising the tax might be agreeing to go into the SCARP, because we might get more in SCARP than we would if the company went into liquidation. So I suppose that is one part of it, that we might be, we are maximising our collection by going into SCARPs, because we're going to get more than we'd get in a liquidation.
Can I ask you about the new expenses scheme, please, Paddy, while I have you on the line? It started about 2 years ago and it's causing headaches and administration costs for SMEs. Was that really necessary? And was that driven by government or by companies or by revenue?
I'm afraid now you'll probably have to get another revenue representative in for that one. Right. I haven't got the information to hand on that one.
Just going back to the 100 or so cases of SCARPs over the last, whatever, 4 years, three and a half, 4 years, that's a pretty low number. Do you expect to see that number rise notably now that all the debt warehousing has been sorted out?
There would be an expectation that it should rise based on the process that's there and the facility of that process. So there would be an expectation that there will be businesses that will say have come out of the warehousing, have gone into arrangements, and naturally some of those will fall off and should be exploring SCARP as a reasonable option for them, for if the business is viable. So yes, we would have an expectation that the numbers would increase. Whether businesses are aware of the process is another kettle of fish.
Paddy, thanks very much for joining us. That's Paddy Pertill, Principal Officer in the Collector General's Division within the Revenue Commissioners.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.